go ahead.
Ready? Okay. So what I decided to do today, because this is the last time I'm speaking this week, and then Rabbi Leventhal speaking tomorrow, and Rav Zahavi the next day, that's what I was told. I decided to take a pause on the Mashiach and to discuss something on Shavuos. You've heard me say and speak about this Gemara a few times. Rabbi Green also has. However, I had a new insight this past Shabbos with my kids at the table, and I see that the Gro is saying something very similar to me. We just found the Gro on Mishlei, so I would like to share it and maybe we can gain something from it. We are now in the Gemara Shabbos, Daf Pei Ches, Amud Aleph, on the bottom of the Amud. This is all the Shavuos Gemaras, the famous Gemaras. The Gemara says, Amar Rebbi Chama Rebbi Chanina. Rebbi Baruch Chama Rebbi Chanina says, My Dixi, what's the shot in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim? Ketapuach Be'atze Hayar. The Jew, the Yibnei Yisrael are being compared to a apple in the forest, okay? What are they compared to an apple for? So says Rabbi Bechama Bar Chanina, Lama Nimshu Yisrael Tapuach, what's special about an apple? Lomar Lecha, to teach you, Ma Tapuach Ze, just like a tapuach. Pirio Kodem La'alav, his fruit grows first, and then his leaves grow afterwards, which is out of order, that's not normal. Af Yisrael, hikdimu nase l'nishma. So to the Jewish people, we're makdim nase to nishma. They're out of order. Rabbeinu Tam attacks Rashi here, that it's not true, that apples, the fruit, the leaf doesn't grow before the fruit. So that's false, if you look at an apple. So he's attacking Rashi's pshat, and he says that tapuach is really not an apple, but an esrog. And an esrog does that out of order thing. And he brings psukim that say that an esrog is really a tapuach. That's irrelevant, really. So we see the nasa and nishma as an out of order behavior. You don't first say nasa and then nishma. That's what Rabbi Chanina is teaching. And now we have the famous story of the tzduki that I want to talk about from a different, slight different vantage point. Hahu tzduki, we have this min, this heretic. The chazye le rava, he sees rava. The Kama'ayin B'Shmaita. He sees Rava learning B'Iyun, learning Iyun. And Asugya, the Yasva Etzbede Dide Tute Kara. And he's sitting on his fingers underneath his feet. Meaning to say his feet are in his fingers. The Kama'ayin Behu. He's not aware that he is crushing his fingers. I don't know how much he's crushing them, but they're bleeding. Okay, he's squeezing them with his feet while he's learning, and he's, I guess, in a strange position. And he's not aware, he's not paying attention to the fact that he's bleeding. Famous story. And you see blood is flowing from his fingers. Amarle, the tzduki says to Rava, Ama Paziza, you impetuous people. You don't think, you're bahul, you're nimhar, you're jumping to do things. The kadmisu pumaihu ladunaihu. You put your mouths before your ears. You said we'll do it before listening to what's in the contract. What do we have to do? So that is what the tzduki says to him. And then he adds more. Akeiti bechazutaihu kamaisu. You're still in your original state that you were. He's looking at him learning now b'iyun. Tried to figure out what the contract is, we'll lose that muscle. What does Hashem want from us to do on our side? And he's crushing his finger. They didn't realize he's mafkir his body, he's in pain, and he doesn't care. He says, you're still in that suffering from that decision that you made in the beginning. In the beginning, you should have listened, says the tzduki. If it's good, if you can do it, you can mekayim, do it. The mekabel ilo lo kablisu. If you can't handle it, don't do it. Now, Amalei Rava, Rava says back to him, Anan de Saginan Bishle Musa. We go, Rashi, this is important. Rashi says, Hitalachnu imo betom lev. We went innocently with a full heart, so to speak. Kederech ha'osim me'ahava. Like the way people who love, lovers, the way they do it, very romantic. Samachnu alav, we relied on Hashem. Shelo yita'anenu, he's not going to load us up. B'davar shelo nuchalam odbo, with a load that we can't carry on our back. That's Rashi's explanation of what Rav is saying. Anan saginan bishlei Musa. Now, he quotes a pasuk, Rav, to the tzduki. Ksiv tumas yesharim tanchem. The pasuk says the innocence, the tom lev, the tom, the innocence of the yesharim, of the straight people, tanchem, guides them. Hanach inshi desagan balilusa. But you people, he says, he's finishing. Now you people, who do you go sagan balilusa, you're running after looking for trouble to find alilot, claims against Hashem, and it's not true. You don't really beloved him. Ksiv behu, by those people, which is you, the tzduki, he's saying, salef bogdim yashdeh. Meaning to say, your crookedness will bring you to your destruction. That's the Gemara here. So the idea is simply that I said on Shabbos with the kids is that from this Gemara, we see a very interesting point about what Na'aseh v'Nishma means. What does it mean, Na'aseh v'Nishma? You have certain people, and this is really what the Gros said in Mishlei, on that pasuk that we just quoted, that they follow rules. They're good at following the rules. Very good. Very good. They listen to orders. Okay? Whatever you tell them to do, they do it. Excellent at order following Daniel Rostin's rules. They put the thing on. The Chinese are excellent at following, not just with masks, in general. The stigma is, or the stereotype, the racist stereotype, that the Chinese are good workers. They work and clock in, they don't do anything, they're not creative, they don't have any excitement, no passion, they're just workers. Those guys who follow the words are boring, boring people. That's the general idea. They're just the rule nerds. This is, what are we, Schnebzer, okay? Knebitz. Knebitz follows rules. It's a word that my son made up, Moshe. I think it's good to be a chlebetz. Very good. So this chlebetz, he's a great rule follower, but he is boring. He cannot, the same thing that makes him such a good rule follower is the same thing that's going to make him never sign a contract before looking at all the details and making sure that this deal is a good deal. He's a chlebetz. He's not going to trust it. You know, follow the rules. First, tell me what the rules are. And I'll see if I can do it. He's a chicken too, this Knebitz. He's not a trailblazer. He's not an exciting guy. Whereas usually the guys who are passionate, who don't think, they just jump. Like the Tsuki said, the Tsuki was right from his vantage point. He really is. Because he's saying, "What? If anybody ever told me, I'm getting married with this girl, I met her yesterday. Tell you nuts, go find out who she is. Check it out, check her family, do be a ring, blah, 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 blah. Go out with her. A few dates at least, two or three dates. Okay, maybe a few dates to get to know her a little bit before you jump on the first date. Who does that? Crazy man. That is right. Stuki has a correct perspective. Why did you not follow and find out what's going on over here? Look at you. You're bleeding on the floor. You don't even know what you're doing. And Rubber comes back to him with what looks like in a very romantic Hollywood movie. I love Hashem. And I trust he's going to take care of me. So now if your daughter, your young teenage daughter, when you get to that age, says to you, I love him. I trust him. It's great. Going to be okay. Does he have a job? No. Does he learn? No. What are you doing? It's normal. So what we're seeing here, let's go to the other side. The guy who has the guts to go forward and with love and not read the contract and say, I'm ready. Let's take it. Let's go for it. Love, love, love will guide us. Those guys, generally speaking, do not listen to Daniel Rothstein's rules. They don't. Those are the guys who kick the mask off. They have to move over a seat and not sit where the check is. They can't. They have to sit in another chair where there's no check, where Daniel Rothstein didn't put. That's what they need. But he's the same guy who's going to run and do things and change his life and not worry and woo! Okay. That's the two sides. To have a person who has both qualities, Nasa and Nishma, is a rare breed. The guy who has an incredible koach to not be afraid and run forward with love. Love. Like Rashi says, what's love got to do with it? Love you. What's love? Love. Love is the reason why we accepted the Torah. That now he's bleeding. Okay, you're not bleeding. Okay, he still follows the rules. Even though he's a guy who's driven by passion, he still is a Chinese man who does the rules, follows the rules, and sits in the chair. That is hard. So look at what we found in the Grah, the Bira Grah on Mishlei, what he says here on the Pasuk. He says, we have two things in the Pasuk, right? Tamuz Yisharim Tanheim. The Tamuz, the innocence, or the love, according to Rashi, is Pshat and Tam. That Mida and Yashrus that are in the Pasuk, Tamuz Yisharim Tanheim. Yashar and Tam. What are those two things? So listen to the Grah. This is, I didn't see this on Shabbos when I was fighting with my kids. He says, Tam, he's someone who goes in Tmimus, innocently following the Torah. That's it. But a Yashar, he's a person who's bochen. This is a direct quote of the Grah. He's bochen es midosa besichlo. He does the cost-benefit analysis in his mind. In his mind. And he says, Mishu Rak Yashar, that's the Chinese guy, he does the evaluation, facts, and follows the rules. Says the Grah, Mishu Rak Yashar, who just has the straight, without the tome, lave, Yachol Lipol, he can fall down with his Yetzer Hara. He get caught in the Yetzer Hara. The Yesher is the one who's doing the Cheshbonos. He's got a Seichel and he does a cost benefit. He's the Chinese man who follows the rules. First he checks it, double checks the contract, proofreads it, does it, and he is going forward Yashar. That guy is in danger, says the girl. Why? Ki Seichel Enoshi, a human brain, can make a mistake in his cost benefit and what's right and what's yashar. He can make a mistake. V'lachein tzarech hayashar shielo gam tmimus. He's got to have the belief and the love and the faith that he's going to just go forward whatever Hashem says. He needs both. That's going to protect him when his yetzer hara tells him, no, that's not the right cost benefit. That's not the right shikul hadas. That's not correct. Shevedavar shehu neged haTorah lo yismoch al sichlo. If Hashem says no, I'm not doing it. No matter what my brain says, that is the wild man. I don't care what is right and wrong in my brain. I care what the Torah says, period. That's a nut. He's not Chinese. He's not Chinese. They're also nuts. But Zehu, says the Grah, Tumas Yesharim, we need both. The Hainu Koach. That power of the Yashar is a power, says the girl. He can do the rules. He does it, he listens, and he does. But you also need, that's the two of those together, Tanchei, will guide us to the right destination, says. Sehu minache es darcham letov. This is what brings a person to do good. And I think that this is one of the, I don't want to get too drushy and psychology and what we see in the world. But you see so many parents, so many, that they became Balei Tshuva. So many parents that became Balei Tshuva, they had the power to break free of the world that they were in. They were able to break all the rules that everybody taught them when they were kids. that they have to go to college and be a doctor and a lawyer and work and money and God is primitive, and they're able to break free of all of these ideas, everything, with reckless disregard for what everybody's going to think about them. Then they come, they go to Birkas HaTorah, blah, 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 or any Isha Torah, whatever one, they become, and all of a sudden their kids are going off the deen. They go off to there, and they're breaking free from the same rules. What is that? That is the excitement, the midah of the parents that have the guts to buck the system in America, whatever it is. And they, now the kids are doing the same thing. They're just, that's, they got that midah of the love. We're going for what we believe. We don't care. We're not interested in what anybody else has to say. So those children are doing the exact same things their parents did, leaving the system. And they're wild. And they're looked at as rebels. Wherever they are, they're rebels. So the same rebel mentality that got them to leave and the parents to do too. But it's getting the kids to go against the parents. You see it so much. So much. And the same thing, how many people do you see that are the Chinese type? The Chnunim, the Chnevitz, whatever you want to call this guy. How many times are they actually going to take a chance in life and do anything? That Chnevitz, is he the Baal Tshuva? How many Chnevitz Baal Tshuvas do you have? Let's do a survey. Chnevitz. Chnevitz is the guy who just follows the rules and always listens to Daniel Rostin no matter what. Doesn't break the rules. Never. How many times is he going to go if he grows up in New York City partying and having an exciting, like the Chnevitz, he doesn't party. So whatever he was doing at home as a Chnevitz, a non-religious Chnevitz, how many of them are having the guts to go forward and break everything and mekabel olmahu chamad? Who? That's not normal. You need a crazy person to do that. A little bit of craziness. So we see here that these two things, what Hashem is demanding from us is absolutely, there are always exceptions to this rule, naturally. But the normal person doesn't have both of these sides. He doesn't. He could. You could have, but the stereotypes are don't go together. You need both aspects to makabel the Torah, to be a Jew. This is something that is very hard to understand for a Stuki. Very hard to understand for anybody who's a rationalist. It doesn't make sense what we do. It does not make sense. Nasib and Ishma. It doesn't make any sense. You don't know what you're signing. Who does that? Only a person in love, says Rashi. A person who loves, now loves Hashem, knows it's no way I'm gonna lose here. You do that, your lawyer's gonna say, I'm not sign a waiver, I'm not taking responsibility for this stupid decision, I'm out. You do it yourself, go forward without me. I'm not listening. That's Nasib and Nishma. And I see the Groh is very close to what I was trying to say is a big, big problem in our generation. The people who can follow the rules don't have guts to makabel everything and have tmimus with Hashem. They don't. And those people who just have the passion, let's do it, and 15 minutes later, they can't follow the rules. They can't come through for you in the clutch. They can't do it. The Yitzhara gets them and there it's over. You need both things together in order to really, really have a Kabbalah Satorah. And that is my bracha to everybody here. This is what I was telling my kids. You must try to develop these two personalities. You must, because it's never going to happen naturally. That all of a sudden, if you're born a follower of rules, you can stay a follower of rules, doing cost benefits. And if you're a passionate guy who loves adventure and excitement, for you to follow the rules is a nightmare. You don't like to do it. You must have both to be in this game, in the Torah game, to be one of the nations. That is what they did. That is what they did at Har Sinai when they said Nasa and Nishma. None of the other nations of the world could do it. As we know the famous stories. That is the message that I wanted to send to all of us, since we're probably not going to have another. Well, maybe I'll speak the Leil Shavuos in the yeshiva, but on the Skype with all the Talmidim, I want everybody to think about who they are. Who am I? Am I the Knebitzer Chinese guy who just follows orders? Or am I the wild man who loves, passion, take me anywhere, I'm not afraid? And if whichever one you have, you must make an active, concerted effort to build the other side, to build both halves. That is a real Jew. This is the way our Rebbe taught us all the time. He said this year 1,000 times. I don't think he quoted the Grot. But this is the pshat. This is what Hashem wants from us. Hashem should bless us all, protect us. Have a good day.
Rabbi?
Yes, sorry. Who is this?
Akiva, I just want to know with this Chnan, this Chnamet guy. I don't understand. If he follows the Torah, the rules, that there's a lot of rules in the Torah. If you follow them all, you should get pretty far. So what would really be the downside practically? If a guy, there's tons of rules, there's tons of laws, halachas, learning 20 hours a day, he's going to be doing chesed, he's going to be doing everything good. So where's he going to lose, really?
Well, according to what we're seeing from the Gra, that Yashar, that guy who's just Yashar, his Yetzer Hara is eventually going to make him say, I shouldn't follow, this rule doesn't really work in this situation, this doesn't work here, doesn't make sense, I'm going to hurt myself, I'm going to start bleeding from my fingers. Who the heck is bleeding when they're learning? That Knepitzer guy usually doesn't start crushing his fingers and, you know, basically breaking his body for Torah and saying, I don't care what my physical state. That's not Chenevitz. That's not Chenevitz. That's nut job. The guy who's stepping on his fingers and bleeding and saying, I don't worry about burnout. I'm not taking on the mitzvah slowly. I'm an animal. That's Chenevitz can't do that. He may learn hard. He may learn hard, but he's not going. Once it starts to hurt, once the blood starts to flow, he's going to start crying and run to the doctor. I can't. Chenevitz. No? Mm. All right, think about it. I'm ready for Kashas, okay? Anybody else? Should I stop here? Daniel Rosten, are you here or you left?
I'm here. All following right, orders. So
let's Hashem. Chnebitzers are good people, but they also need some passion and love. Okay? Have a good day.